Welcome to the Tuesday, February 14th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A couple years ago, someone came out with an interesting trick to essentially decrypt SSL traffic via traffic analysis in AJAX websites. The way this trick was originally demoed was if you are looking at a search engine that tries to suggest search terms as you type them, then the length or the size of the reply that comes back whenever you press a key depends on what key you pressed. Let's just imagine you're typing A in such a search engine. There are probably more search terms that start with A than those that start with a Q or a less likely letter. So the response sizes will vary. And if you map out which keystroke causes what size reply, then you will be able to decrypt SSL without actually decrypting SSL, but by just looking at the amount of traffic going forth and back. Well, a researcher from IOActive, Vincent Burke, now came up with an application of this idea to Google Maps. Google Maps is sort of very similar. Google Maps can be used via HTTPS, and whenever you click a coordinate or whenever you download a part of a map, the size of the map that you're downloading depends on the location you're looking at. The image files compress more or less well depending on what kind of content they display. So Mr. Burke came up with an interesting and not too hard to use tool that allows you to now decrypt the location someone is looking at via Google Map, even if that's done via an encrypted connection. Of course, that tool is only good until Google updates its maps, and then those sizes may change. There is sort of an obvious workaround here that Google could apply where they, for each download, slightly change the size of the image, maybe add some variable comment to it, or add some other steganography or so that will change the size of the image without really modifying the visible content. But then, of course, for a massive and popular site like Google Maps, such a workaround is not all that easy to deploy. Well, and with that, let's stick with web application security for another story here, but a different kind of story, yet another breach. In this case, it was Cryptome.org. Now, Cryptome is famous for leaking all kinds of documents. For example, it was involved in the WikiLeaks disclosures. Now, this time, it wasn't actually breached in the sense that someone wanted to get to their data, but it was the other kind of a breach that I always point out in teaching web application security, and that's where someone is not after your data, they're after the trust that people have in your site. In this case, the black hole exploit kit was uploaded to the site, and nearly 6,000 files or something like this, they said, were modified to include this very well-known exploit kit. Not exactly known who was behind it. It could actually be sort of an unintended compromise, in the sense that the attacker didn't really know what they had here, and just max exploited sites and also exploited Cryptome.org in the process. Another interesting compromise, this time it's Ticketweb, which is a UK subsidiary of Ticketmaster. In this case, actually, the database was not breached. However, the direct mail part of the website was breached, and the attackers were now able to send email to the Ticketweb database. Now, that database then included the usual, hey, your Adobe Reader is out of date. date, follow this link to then update it. And the update site turned out to be a regular phishing site that asked for all kinds of information, including credit card information. Kind of an odd way to actually exploit that. They didn't really exploit the fact that they had TicketWeb customers, so they probably could have made that more plausible by sending an email saying that, hey, in order, something is wrong with your ticket, you have to come back and re-enter your credit card number just the next time you breach that database. And anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.